Talking to us this morning is Logan Sisley, who is curator at the Hugh Lane Gallery, and he's going to be talking to us about a seminar called Revolutionary States, Home Rule and Modern Ireland. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
Now, Logan, first of all, this seminar is in collaboration with Dublin Intellectual, which I assume are intellectuals from Dublin, but I don't want that to put people off, if you know what I mean.
Right. And we're welcoming, you know, everyone. Everyone's welcome to this event. And Dublin Intellectual is an initiative that's seeking to link the work of people in universities to the wider public. And we've collaborated with them before on an event, and we're very happy to do so again with this event called Sovereignty at Home, which, as you mentioned, relates to our current exhibition, Revolutionary States, Home Rule and Modern Ireland.
Right. What are people... Is this a purely visual experience, or is it going to be is there going to be a talk as well?
Well, just to give you a little bit of background, we've been running this exhibition throughout the summer, which is marking the centenary of the Home Rule Bill, and it's exploring the kind of both the politics and the culture around 1912. So the exhibition itself is predominantly paintings, sculptures, works on paper, so that's a very visual experience. The event on Thursday is a more of a debate, a discussion, because we wanted to kind of bring some of the historical events or look at them from a more contemporary perspective and how some of those issues might be relevant today. So there'll be four speakers from universities in Dublin. I'll just run through who they are. We've got Dr. PJ Matthews from UCD, who'll be looking at reimagining Irish sovereignty. Dr. Kevin Rockett from Trinity, looking at home rule and partition in newsreels and fiction films. Professor Jennifer Todd from UCD, discussing sovereignty then and now. And Bara Oshokhtar from DCU, whose talk is entitled Playing the Home Rule Card in 2012. And each of those talks, it sounds like quite a full program, but they'll be quite short introductions to the topic, and then it'll really be followed by more of an open discussion with the audience, and we're hoping for a bit of a lively debate.
Yep. So to me, the fact that it is, you know, multifaceted, people are going to get, you know, historical contexts, backgrounds, social issues, and also be introduced to some art which they may recognise and some they may not.
That's right. I mean, in the exhibition, which actually continues to until the 21st of October, the exhibition rooms actually won't be open during the seminar,
right?
Because it's an evening seminar this Thursday at 6:30. But the exhibition itself does continue until the 21st of October. And there's a lot of very familiar artists, you know, John Lavery, William Orpen, Paul and Grace Henry, but also some lesser-known works. And the event on Thursday sort of widens that a little bit too, and looking at, you know, newsreels and fiction film and some of the other kind of visual culture of the time, and also how we look back on history in today's climate.
Yeah, you mentioned, as I say, some of the better-known artists. As there was also John B. Yeats there. Off the top of your head, though, Logan, what's the connection with Auguste Rodin?
We've got two works by Auguste Rodin in the exhibition. And it's not just Irish artists. It's looking at the culture of the time and a lot of the personalities of the time. But, of course, Irish artists were engaging with other currents throughout Europe. And Hugh Lane, of course, who founded the gallery, was very interested in French art. And we've two works by Rodin, the great French sculptor, a bust of George Wyndham and another bust of George Bernard Shaw.
Right.
And they're both included in the exhibition.
Yeah, and also in that vein, there's Jacob Epstein and Antonio Mancini.
That's right.
So the area of interest is quite broad. And for people that don't know about Auguste Rodin, they might know one of his better-known works, and that's The Kiss.
That's right, and also The Thinker is a very famous one.
Yeah.
And we also have The Age of Bronze in the gallery, which is one of his kind of early masterpieces.
Right. Logan, it sounds very, very interesting. And just to underline, it is on this Thursday, the 11th of October, 6:30 in the Hugh Lane Gallery. Now, for people that don't know where that is, where are you located, Logan?
We're up on Parnell Square, the top of O'Connell Street in Dublin, so lots of transport options to get to us in the heart of the city. And just to say, the event is free, but if you could, if you do plan, to, just so we can keep track of numbers, if you could email info@dublintellectual, that's dublintellectual.ie.
Yeah, because you don't want to be overwhelmed.
That's right. And you can also find details on our website, hughlane.ie, or the Dublin Intellectual website as well.
Yeah. And the exhibition, again, is running until late in October?
Until the 21st of October. So you've still got, you know, a couple of weeks to see the exhibition as well.
21st of October. Yeah. And again, the location is at the top of Parnell Square, which is a north sider, I knew. But, yeah, you know, there might be people out there not familiar with the north side.
That's true, and as well as this current exhibition, we've got a fine collection as well, so plenty of reasons to visit the gallery.
Okay, well, look, Logan Sisley there from the Hugh Lane Gallery, thank you very much for your time.